countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, Farmer Time is a new initiative in Ireland being led by Airfield Estate in Dublin that will link Irish farmers with classrooms throughout the school year. Here to explain how it'll work is Farmer Time Coordinator for Ireland, Carol Cassan, who's a Nuffield scholar and a dairy farmer in Kerry. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, Damien. How are you getting on?
Have you the milking done?
I'm just in, just finished about 15 minutes ago, so good timing.
Right, and what's the weather like in Kerry this morning?
It's overcast, but it's very warm. So I think we're in for a good week next week. So if you're thinking of some holidays, come to Kerry is my advice.
Well, will you have a second cut of silage soon?
Yeah, I'd say probably expecting maybe next weekend, the way things are looking. Getting close on that front as well.
Very good. Okay. Well, listen, will you tell me a little bit more about Farmer Time? I know AgriAware have done an awful lot of this work over the last 20 years of trying to connect school children with farming. But what's this about?
Well, what it is, it's an initiative now, an idea that came up with a guy in the UK by the name of Tom Martin. So back in 2017, I actually noticed this, I think it was on social media, maybe Facebook or Twitter, where he was actually linking with schools live from his farm. So the general kind of premise of the idea is that you make, say, a Zoom or a WhatsApp call maybe once every 2 weeks for about 10 or 15 minutes from some part of your farm to a class, and you kind of link into maybe what the class is learning about currently that can kind of, say, make sense of what's going on in the farm. So it's just, I'd say, a great opportunity for us as farmers to kind of show school children who mightn't have a chance to know what's happening on farms exactly what's happening out there at the moment on the ground.
And it's something that's close to your heart because as a Nuffield scholar, you researched this area, didn't you?
I did indeed, yeah. I was lucky enough to get a Nuffield scholarship back in 2018, and I spent a good bit travelling all over the world looking at how you could actually interact, say, with school children and how you can kind of, I suppose, improve the perceptions of agriculture out there, because I only returned to agriculture myself back in 2013, and one thing I've really noticed since, and it's just growing and growing and growing, even the last discussion what happened there is kind of around the perceptions that are out there of agriculture and some of the challenging narratives, I guess, around how we interact with the environment and nutrition and all this. And I just think I was just looking for some kind of opportunities where we can actually just kind of tell our story and just show this is actually what's happening on farm and not be trying, let's say, to sell our products around, but just show what is happening on the ground.
Well, do you show or do you take questions from the students and the pupils?
Oh, it's questions, definitely. It's question-led. So usually, as I say, maybe you might have a quick chat with the teacher maybe a couple of days before the call. They might mention something that's happening in class and you might have some idea of some place on the farm you can maybe do a call from. So maybe it might be something to do with nature or maybe it's just to do with your cows or your calves or whatever's happening. But it's definitely question-led is what I would say. You might spend 30 seconds explaining where you are, but all of a sudden 20 minutes are gone with all the questions that will be coming from the children. So it's definitely question-led is what I will say.
OK, so you've done this already. You've rolled it out on a pilot basis, have you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's correct. So back in 2019, I was lucky enough to get permission from Tom in the UK and from Leif, who were coordinated, to run a pilot here in Ireland. So myself and two other farmers ran it, and I was connected with a school, St. John of God's Girls School in Artane in Dublin. They were third class. So we had about 4 months of a pilot at that stage, and it was very successful. And then it kind of progressed on, I guess, to the end of last year, and Tom was actually on BBC Countryfile talking about this. And Kirsteen Airfield Estate actually saw it and tweeted about the great idea it was, and I actually got tagged in a reply to Kirsty that I had actually looked at bringing this to Ireland. So myself and Kirsty got talking, and then we rolled out a further pilot of myself and three other farmers this spring, where I was actually linked with a school in Blackrock, and it was just an absolutely great success from every point of view, like from us farmers on the ground. Like, all I can say is the enjoyment of just interacting with the children, the questions you get, it's absolutely super, and the feedback from the children and the schools is excellent as well, where they're asking and asking and asking, when is the next call, when is the next call, and they're really looking forward just to seeing what's happening on your farm every 2 weeks.
And were you surprised by the sort of questions that you were asked in a positive or negative sort of manner?
I would say yes, and I'd say positive, definitely. So, I mean, as I say, when I'd done the first call, it was with St. John of God's third class girls' school in Artane in Dublin. So, of course, not many would have much experience of farming. So, I remember maybe one of the first questions I got was, where did you get your jacket or that? So, this is the kind of questions that were happening in the first call. But I can definitely say they progressed fairly quickly. And I remember a call a few weeks later, one of the girls put her hand up and said that she'd been Googling on her mother's phone the night before and had seen how a cow had four stomachs. Was this true? So we had a quick discussion about, yeah, they have four stomachs, and just a quick idea of why they have and how that works. And then another girl put up her hand and asked if she's four, if the cow has four stomachs, in which stomach does the calf actually grow in? So that led on to many, many more questions. So that's kind of how the calls usually go, is that one thing leads to another, and who knows what kind of a rabbit hole you could end up being down.
Yeah, we have moved further generation away from the land. You know, it used to be a case that school like that in Dublin, even 20, 30 years ago, would have some members of the classroom that had parents from the farm. That's all changed. And it's probably the same even in rural Ireland, Carl.
Definitely, I totally agree. Like, I mean, people always talk about kind of the rural-urban divide, but from what I can see, I would say it's almost like a farming, non-farming. That, I mean, my own two children, like Tommy and Emily, they're 8 and 10, going to the local national school, and a lot of their friends who aren't from farms, if they came here for a birthday or something, would have just no idea what's happening on farms. So I would say that kind of divide, because I guess modern life is getting so much quicker than us on farms, can't really leave people on from safety points of view, and people who are not farming are so busy anyway that they're just kind of whizzing by, let's say, not realising what's happening inside a ditch or inside a wall or a gate, that kind of way. So there is a huge gap there, not only between urban and rural, but also in the rural-rural area.
Yeah, and how important do you think it is that pupils, particularly we'll say primary school pupils, that they learn, among all the things they learn about in school in a given day, that they should actually know a little bit more about where their food comes from and how it's actually produced?
Yeah, well, I think it's just a great skill that they can have for life, like, because, I mean, we're all aware of so much is kind of pushed at us these days, whether it be on social media or what kind of marketing and everything. And just to kind of almost, I would say, almost get back to the thing of almost critical thinking and be questioning, and if they have some understanding that this is kind of where their food comes from and this is how it's growing, hopefully as they grow up, they'll have a greater interest in food, maybe in nutrition as well, in where it's coming from, maybe the environmental footprint of food, the actual how healthy it is for them, what they're eating. And I just think it's a great skill they can have. Mm. And just the way that this kind of program works as well, it's not like it's an extra subject into the school, because, as I say, the idea is you kind of link in. So maybe you link to a maths class or something happening in geography or something happening, as I say, with what they're looking at the environment. And you can actually tie in what they're learning, say, in class to something practical that they can actually see out on your farm. Yeah. So it's absolutely great that way as well, that they can see what's happening out in farming life, let's say.
And Carl, before we go, can you explain how you envisage this actually working? Is it something you could work with you've the Minister for Education down there in the same county as you? Is this something that could be rolled out in conjunction with the Department of Education, or is it something that you see working at a local basis where the local school principal will hook up with a local farmer that's interested in doing this? How can it actually work in a constructive sort of way?
Yeah, well, how it actually works actually is the kind of premise and the idea is that we don't actually link with your local school, because let's say it's kind of, first of all, to kind of link with towns and cities, but secondly of all, to almost give ID for, say, children in rural areas, what's happening in different areas. So back in the first pilot now, the local school here was actually linked with Julian Hughes, a vegetable grower in Kilkenny. So they were seeing a completely different kind of landscape, completely different kind of way of farming. So the idea is that you're actually linked, not with your local school, but with a school in a different area. And all this actually is being coordinated by Airfield Estate. So for any farmer or any teacher who's interested, if they go on to airfieldestate.ie/farmertime, or just Google Farmer Time Ireland, they'll get through to the page, and you can just put your details in there, click whether you're a farmer or a teacher, and the guys in the Airfield Estate will look after the rest, and they'll link you with a school.
Brilliant.
Now, from the point of view of linking with the Department of Education, I know the curriculum is so busy in that a lot of people are trying to get different things in there, so I'm not sure if we will get in, let's say, at a kind of an official overhead level. That'll be more like the schools will see this, recognise the benefit it can give, farmers can see the benefit as well, and then that linking will take place through Airfield.
All right, through Airfield, farmers and schools, they can go into the melting pot there. Carl, it's been lovely chatting to you. What's on the agenda on the farm today?
For today, I think there's a small bit of vaccination for some of the in-calf heifers, and after that, I think we might take it easy, hopefully, for a Saturday.
All right.
Until milking time in the evening, of course.
Milking time in the evening. All right, Carl, it's been lovely chatting to you, and the very best of luck with the initiative in the future, and thanks for taking time after milking to come on Countrywide this morning.
Perfect. A pleasure, Damien. Thank you.
Thank you.